fighting for America.
House Bill 2 will require that public restrooms and locker rooms be gender neutral. With respect to fitness centers and similar entities, that would mean that biological males who identify as women could be showering with your mothers, sisters, wives, and daughters with no advance notice to them.
Fighting for Idaho.
My wife Amy and I want to be proud of living in this state, and right now we're struggling with that. Passing HB 2 would be a great step in showing me that you want me here.
Fighting for you.
We should have faith that the people who know best how to run a business are the people who own and operate it.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Currently 30 degrees in Boise. Phone numbers, you know them, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you didn't have a chance to go to the Add the Words hearing either in the morning or at night, we will have the best and worst of those comments coming up. Of course, the Add the Words testimony continues day two today at the State House, I guess, and tonight as well. Joining us now, our great friend Julie Lindy from Cornerstone Family Council, who was there yesterday and has a firsthand report. Julie, dreams do come true. I actually saw you being interviewed on one of the TV stations. Thank goodness your message is getting out.
Well, it's great to be with you again today, Kevin. And dreams do come true. The hallway yesterday was just packed. I talked with that reporter right after I talked with you. And the hallway was packed. The room was packed. They signed the hearing started at 8 a.m., and there were still people standing in line signing up at about 9:15 just to get into the room. The auditorium was full, and I think there were either three or four overflow rooms, which is really cool. Regardless of what side of the issue you're on, it's really cool that people stand up and speak out. That's what stewardship is all about.
Well, let's discuss what happened yesterday and your thoughts on the testimony.
I was just thrilled with the testimony yesterday, especially, of course, from those opposed to House Bill 2. We call it the forced participation bill because that's what it is. It's not just four simple words. And there were a lot of people who testified cogently, intelligently, and gave really good reasons why this bill is not best for Idaho. And the fact that someone would oppose it does not mean that they oppose a human being.
Well, I'm sure it was very emotional yesterday, and we'll hear that stuff coming up, but was it anything that you were surprised about, some of the arguments for Add the Words?
I wasn't surprised about any of the arguments for Add the Words. One of the things, though, that was surprising is when the lobbyist introduced the bill and was talking about it, and he was doing it pro bono. He had personal reasons that he was a fan of the bill, but when he introduced the bill, one of the committee members said, "Can you define for me sexual orientation?" And he couldn't do that, and he couldn't define gender identity. And he said, "You know, I don't know the definition, but you just know it when you see it."
Really?
Yeah, and that's, you can't put that in statute. You can't put that in the law. And it is in criminal code, even though they changed the title to say civil. The section of law that this is in is the criminal code section.
What else struck you yesterday?
Well, there was a lot of emphasis from one of the Democrat representatives, a lot of emphasis on when he asked questions. It was, so do you think your religion is more important than mine, and that kind of thing. And those were questions that they ask a variety of different people, but that really doesn't go to the issue, because the whole crux of free expression, freedom of religion, is that nobody's religion is more important, but religion and rights of conscience are so important as a principle that they must be protected and have been enshrined in the Constitution.
Can you give us a take of how you thought both sides were being heard yesterday?
I think the chairman did a really good job yesterday of trying to go pro-con. He indicated that his goal yesterday was to honor the fact that people had traveled from out of the Treasure Valley and give them the opportunity to speak first so that they could travel back home in that same day if they needed to. And I thought that was very kind of him. And he, when people spoke, there was everybody, the decorum was good, and there were a few questions asked by the panel. But yesterday was mostly out-of-town people that spoke, and I was just thrilled with the number of Idahoans that showed up and said, we understand that this is a bad bill, and they wanted to talk about it.
And I believe there was somebody that actually echoed your comments, and we'll hear from them coming up, about men going into bathrooms, women's bathrooms.
Yes. There were a couple of people that talked about that, because that is a real true concern, and it's just not the job of government to throw women and children under the bus like that. And the other thing that was interesting is in that conversation, there were a lot of people who hadn't even realized that, probably because they weren't listening to your show, but there were a lot of people that hadn't realized that, and it was really good to see that the committee who may not have thought about that, some of them, it kind of, you know, saw the light go off in their eyes, and that was cool. One of the things that was interesting to me was this conversation about religious exemption. And it strikes me that here's a piece of legislation that's going to offer a flimsy exemption for religious corporations and churches. And in reality, we already have the exemption in the First Amendment. We don't need the exemption because the law itself already is an affront to that. And so when you say, I know this law is an affront to this First Amendment freedom, but don't worry, we'll give you a little exemption, that's ridiculous.
Julie Lindy with us, Cornerstone Family Council, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. So how was the morning session, and did you have a chance to go to the evening session when we're talking about add the words?
The morning session was very organized, and it went really well, and it went from, I think, 8 o'clock to 11:30. And then we had meetings with some of the out-of-town folks that had already been scheduled before we knew that the chairman was going to do the evening session. So I did not go, but some of my board members went, and they said it went well, too. We had a good representation in the morning, and I think as people realize that they will be able to testify after work, you know, between 5 and 8, there will be more people in the evening as well. And I understand that the committee is going to do the same thing today, go 8 to 11 or 11:30, and then start back again at 5 and go till 8.
Now, let me ask you, are you there now, or are you on your way, or how are you playing that out?
I'm not there now, and I'm not yet on my way, but I will be getting there soon. And I don't know that there will be the same intensity, although there could be, to get there, you know, early and stand in line and crush the door and all that stuff. I don't know that there will be that same intensity. But the good news is that everybody who wants to get heard is going to get heard.
No, there's a lot of folks that misunderstand people on our side, Julie, on your side. When we speak out and you speak out so eloquently against add the words, they say, oh, they're haters, they're this, they're that. But, you know, I'm sure as my heart was touched by people that had lost loved ones because of bad things that had happened to them, assaults and such. And most notably yesterday, from what I can gather from the news reports, you had a woman who talked about her child that committed suicide because of an issue. It's not as if we're against these folks. It's just this legislation's a bad deal.
Absolutely. I mean, there were people who I know were there to testify against the bill that were wiping tears away when she spoke, because it's a tragedy when any life is lost, and it's, as a mom, you especially feel that kind of pain for a mom that lost her child. But the answer to that is not government intrusion. There is an answer to help people who are struggling with issues that make them think suicide is an answer. There is a way to deal with that without the heavy hand of the government, and that's what the church is so good at.
Well, one thing that gets me is the idea that the belief that adding the words is going to stop this alleged violence and discrimination because of someone's sexual orientation. If someone punches you, they punch you regardless. It's still an assault. And going back to the government imposing hate crimes legislation, a crime is a crime.
Exactly. And one of the people that testified brought that up, and they basically said, here you want to add more government intrusion, more government regulation, more government overreach into our lives for things that already have laws to prevent them. You already have recourse on things like assault. And if you're not taking advantage of that, why put the entire population at risk of government intrusion when you're not even taking advantage of legitimate laws that protect everyone from crimes like assault?
Where do you think this goes?
I think that this will be an issue that we talk about in Idaho for many, many years. One of the things about the Add the Words movement is that, and rightly so, they're passionate about their issue, and it's not gonna change for them, but they will remain passionate about this as the years go on.
Julie, one thing that troubles me, and I don't know if it's the Add the Words people or it's the media or whomever, the idea that we have the media saying this, it's taken 9 years and this is historic, again, equating this to the civil rights movement, but raising the expectations that this will get a vote, not only in the hearing, but on the House floor and then to the Senate and then to the governor's office, raising expectations, shouldn't, if the, putting myself in the Add the Words folks, shouldn't they be satisfied that they got a hearing and then, as you said, they will continue on to fight for this legislation as opposed to wanting it all? And if it doesn't go their way, could this have ramifications as far as, you know, accusations against you and others that opposed the Add the Words?
Well, we can hope that they would be satisfied that if, should it not go their way, we can hope that there will be some decorum and they'll say, okay, you know, this is what we wanted. We wanted this hearing, which, by the way, Kevin, this is not really the first time. There have been at least two other times that this has been heard, just not called Add the Words. And one of those times it was a forum when the Senate State Affairs Committee said, okay, we will hear what you have to say, although it's not a committee hearing. So that meeting was populated. I mean, the room was packed again, but that was populated specifically and only with people who promoted the Add the Words. Others, like myself, weren't. It wasn't a venue that we could even speak in. So this has been discussed for multiple years. And yes, to answer your second question, many of the people testifying did express their concern. Okay, I run this business. I do this in real estate. They expressed that concern that I am feeling strong enough to speak up about this, but there is this very real economic threat. It's really a kind of economic terrorism. There's this threat that now I'm going to have to be looking over my shoulder. And people who on our side of this issue don't respond with that. And a lot of the testimony said that we don't respond with litigation. We don't respond with angst and hatred and vitriolic phone calls and threats.
Julie, let's talk a little bit about this, because this has been not reported in the media except here. The negative feedback, the threats that have been launched against you and others.
Well, and that happens all over the country, too, with this issue. I was talking with an Idahoan yesterday, and one of the things, and he was in elected office at one point, and he said, the only thing I got death threats on was this issue. And I'm not quite sure why the proponents of this legislation, it's not all of them, but I'm not quite sure why people who are in favor of expanding these special rights, I don't know why they think that's okay. I don't know why they think that's how we behave in a civil society. There is a process that we go through, and it should not include this emotional looting and burning, this threat that comes that you feel like, okay, I'm going to have to circle my wagons and just hunker down for a while.
So do you think it'll go to day three or not?
Well, I kind of think it sure could. It depends on how long people's testimony is. It sure could, because I don't know the number of people that have signed up to testify. I think it's close to 200, though. And if they got through 70, give or take, yesterday, I mean, it could go 3 days. It just depends on how long people talk, and hopefully people won't repeat. You know, I was sitting there just, you know, rewriting my testimony during the hearing so that I would not repeat stuff that had been said. So it it very well could go through tomorrow, but I don't think we'll have a good read on that until this evening.
So then there'll be a vote? Is that how it works?
Yeah, then the committee votes. When the testimony is cut off and done, then the committee discusses and votes. And the people in the room, the audience, the citizens in the crowd, don't have any input while the committee is discussing. They will debate it. They will have motions that they present. Somebody will make a motion to send it to the House floor, and somebody will make a motion to hold it in committee, and then they'll debate all that. And depending on how the votes line out, it'll either be stopped in committee or it'll go on to the House floor.
Julie, we'd love to have you back tomorrow. You're becoming our official co-host here.
Well, I couldn't think of a better person to be a co-host with, Kevin. That's quite a compliment for me. Sure, I'd be happy to give you a call tomorrow.
Well, thank you. And, again, great that the local television is actually covering the other side. We talked about you on the air yesterday while you were on TV. So.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, you know, one of my friends from church was bold enough, because they were interviewing, you know, a lot of people standing in line, and walked up to this guy and said, "Do you want to talk to somebody who can talk to the issue?" And that's how that happened. They didn't search me out. We kind of had to search them out.
Imagine that with the press.
Go figure.
Julie, thank you. Good luck today.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kevin. Have a good day.
You too. There we have it. Bye-bye. Julie Lindy joining us, Cornerstone Family Council. Coming up, a complete review of yesterday's testimony. Your chance to react to it. If you can't make the hearings, you can tell us what you think about adding the words. Now you have the latest on Bo Burgdo, which we'll discuss as well. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, by the way, you can always go to 580KIDO.com. We'll talk a little bit about this. If you're a Seahawks fan, not a lot of good news. No, they didn't have a fire drill in your hotel, which is what happened to the New England Patriots last night. But does this bother you?
And I'm Richard Sherman. Every day we step onto the football field, we're thinking about what we need to do to win.
And also what we need to do to keep ourselves healthy so we can keep doing what we do best.
When your health or the game is on the line, nothing is more important than quality coverage.
So make the right call. Visit healthcare.gov and get covered. All I know is their receivers will be covered on Sundays.
And there we have it. That's at Seahawks Support Obamacare. I'm getting a little heat from the folks in the social media for that blog post, if you will, at 580kido.com. But quite frankly, if Russell Wilson and Richard Sherman believe Obamacare is great for you, we should get your reaction to that. That's coming up, by the way, at 580kido.com. So yesterday, a big day, double the hearings, double the pleasure, if you will, concerning Add the Words. If you missed it, thanks to Ray Amaya, we have some clips from yesterday's contentious, emotional, and trying hearing.
And I stand before you in support of House Bill 2. I am a transgender woman. And if you're not familiar with what that entails and what that means in that process, I had to go through psychological, mental, physical, medical, and legal changes to be able to change my gender. I was born this way. This is who I am.
Now, it's interesting. Danielle defines herself as a transgendered woman, and she said that she was born this way, so she had to do these things. Well, is this a new medical diagnosis? What happens if you were born this way 100 years ago and you couldn't transform yourself? She putting the blame on society and, again, saying that the words need to be there to protect her. Let's go to Alan, who has a different point of view.
There's a story that I think is fairly well known about a camel that was cold outside a tent and it wanted to get warm, so it stuck its nose under the edge of the tent, and it kept going farther and farther in until finally the whole camel was inside the tent. But in getting inside the tent, it forced the owner outside the tent. Now, homosexuals have been that way.
So who's the camel, who's the tent, and who's the owner? You decide. That's where we'll take it up next. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Both sides of Add the Words. We're debating that with you next. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
and Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the News at 10. According to KBOI News, Idaho Republican Representative Mike Simpson is working on a plan to create three wilderness areas in Idaho. This is not the first time such legislation has been introduced. The proposed Central Idaho Economic Development and Recreating Act would create wilderness areas totaling more than 330,000 acres. But
there you have it. So, little old K. Milley seems to have been onto something here. No wonder we've gotten the beat down from the progressives. We've gotten the beat down from the Republicans. Just a morning beat down when you think about this and getting back to this deal. Apparently, Congressman Simpson working on another wilderness bill. He's working on it with Senator Risch. And, you know, as I said, he's either going to get this done through Congress or the president is going to take this. And then you have other folks basically saying they want the president under the Antiquities Act to make sure that the Boulder White Mountain, White Cloud Mountains become a national monument. And Governor, Lieutenant Governor Little opposes it. But look, this is going on as we speak. And let's face it, getting this wilderness bill through Congress, you've got the Republicans in the House, the Republicans in the Senate. Will the president sign it, though? I think that the president's going to make that a national monument. I've said it before, and you've had people taking shots at me. I think that we scared the administration into backing down from this. People that have told us, Kevin, you are on it. You're going to take a beating for outing these folks. But I believe that the president was coming here to do that, and we put an end to it. And that's my opinion. We'll get your thoughts as well. But I go back to this. It's a great legacy for the president. Think about this. To have the Obama National Monument in a red state like Idaho. The only difference is if it could be in the city of Boise. We are talking about the Add the Words movement yesterday. Finally, historically, after 9 years, we have people that are getting their hearing. As I've said before, I think this is nothing more than the state legislature backing down and rewarding people that break the law. And we've had Representative Crane on here, by the way. We'll have the state treasurer on. He's going to tell us in the 8 o'clock hour about how to get more money, get your money back from the state government. The state government owes you some money. But before that, you know, I think the broader picture here is with the media and how, I'm sorry, how dangerous the media has become. What was it last legislative session? We had people blocking the Senate door. Now, if you, Ray Amaya, Dave Burnett, and good old Kay Milley went down there with a troop of Boy Scouts and blockaded the Senate chambers, we would be arrested. And we would be fined, and those fines would not be thrown out. If we had enough gall to go into the governor's office and take it over, then it would cost the state money. Not only would we be, we would have to pay for the state troopers, but we would have a significant fine and do some jail time. What happens here in tolerant Idaho? Well, they get a hearing. They get a good hearing on this. Again, I think it rewards people who have broken the law, number one. And number two, because of these alleged acts that people emotionally have testified to, does that mean that adding the words is going to stop violence against people? Because you pass a law against assault, do assault stop? Probably not, number one. And number two, thanks to our friend Julie Lindy, who broke the story here at 580KIDO. By the way, no one has picked this up. No one has picked this up because the press is in bed with the Add the Words people. And look, I would just wish the press would just out themselves and say, yeah, we're with Add the Words. They're not reporting, they're promoting. The idea, how comfortable are you, a parent, a guardian, a teacher, or a citizen, with being in a bathroom and somebody coming in and going, and they're a woman, I'm a man coming in? Or how comfortable are you with your wife, your little kid, your little girl being in a bathroom, and some guy walks in and declares that he's a woman, and there are no repercussions? They're taught to feel uncomfortable because that's what's in this legislation. Where is the opposition? Where is the outrage? I think it's at this hearing. But you think about this, friends. This is just significant. Never mind Add the Words. If, and again, You're not going to hear this in the media. The media says, oh, it's just about adding the words. It's not about adding the words. It's about having men go into bathrooms with little girls.
14 years ago, my family immigrated from Iran to America. We sought a freedom and equality that we did not have in Iran, somewhere where church and state are not separated. In Iran, people are persecuted and executed for being gay and or transgender, something that they have no control of. However, with a lack of protection and respect for all of Idaho citizens, I see that Idaho may not be as different from Iran as my family had hoped.
There we have it. So we have this brainchild saying that Idaho is the same as living in Iran with the mullahs.
There are a few immutable truths that we must also remember when going forward. One, you cannot legislate kindness, nor should you try. And two, no one group holds the corner on discrimination.
They have every right to come to my door and try to convert me. They have every right to persuade me to see the light as they see it. But they don't have a right, therefore, to refuse to bake a cake for my wedding. They don't have a right to deny me housing. And they don't have a right to deny me employment.
There you have it.
Would it be right for the government to force a gay printer to print materials against same-sex marriage? Or a gay caterer, would it be right to force them to host and serve food for, say, Boy Scout leader training events? Would that be right? Does that sound fair?
Fairness. Both sides of the issue. We're discussing it this morning at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Really? I was born that way, so I had all those surgeries. I think this is an exercise in today's romper room. You know, I listen to the both sides of the argument, and if the legislature takes any stand in favor of add the words, you might as well just shake your head, drop it down to your knees, and say, we have no more law. Of course, I already said that a couple of years ago. But this should be pretty plain to see that they're making things up as they go along, and they're violating every bit of common sense in the making. Don't you think?
I think that we've rewarded lawbreakers, number one. And number two, the idea that, one thing is behavior. One thing, I can't change that I'm white. I can't change that I'm, have a receding hairline. I can change that I'm fat. We don't put that into perspective. And the idea that, let's face it, if we want to have a fair, honest, and open debate, why don't we have everybody doing, we're talking about these news shows, we're looking out for you and on your side, and we go undercover or what have you. It took Julie Lindy to tell us that in this bill, Tom, you could declare yourself a woman and go into a woman's bathroom where there are ladies and little girls, and they can't do anything. In fact, if they can get in trouble for complaining about you.
I can't believe that the families aren't outraged by this. So what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and expend more tax dollars to be able to create confusion-free bathrooms.
And people say, well, what's the harm? What's the harm? Look, where's the line? Where's the line? We go back, and it's funny, when people debate me on this issue, I go, well, you tell me what civilization in Western or Eastern societies had same-sex marriage and prospered. Well, it was the Romans. I go, really? Did the Romans have gay marriage? Well, no, they didn't, but it went on. Really? Do you know historically where it went on? Well, I saw it on the movies.
Yeah.
But back to this add the words thing, if the legislature, and I believe that they will, smacks this down, are we going to have more law breaking? Are we going to have more hand clinging? Are we going to have more tears about how here you have a young lady, misguided as she is, comparing Idaho to Iran?
Well, you know what will happen, though? That's why they call them progressives, is because whenever they want something, they start off in small numbers, and they're quite brilliant in doing that. And then when they don't get their way, they stomp their feet a little bit louder, and they've got more people. And then finally they fill the state house with people that really have no clue. I mean, I was doing interviews at the Obama rally, and you know, some of them have great big hearts, and they're all, you know, they just seem like they could legitimize their position. But the one thing that they all had in common is they didn't even have any clue about the job of a president. They never knew anything about the Constitution, what form of government we had. And so we come into this very dangerous thing, and we're asking, we should be asking questions. How do, are we having generations and generations and generations learning or not learning the things that they're supposed to be learning? And that's why I'm so adamantly opposed to the public school. I mean, we've got to start educating people the right way, because they're slitting their own throats.
All right, Tom Munns, thank you very much. 6:48, Kevin Miller in the morning. Your thoughts on Add the Words.
I have seen people humiliated in the streets of this very city and kicked out of restaurants in front of neighbors, friends, and coworkers. And when these neighbors, friends, and coworkers find out someone is gay, there can be a loss of relationships, discrimination, and hatred.
So what happens if all of a sudden you say, look, I have no plans with a man, I'm not down with your lifestyle, I respect you as a person. Under this legislation, should you be prosecuted? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com.
First, I'm somewhat offended that this bill has been introduced and seriously being debated. It implies that Idahoans are nasty people, that we discriminate against our neighbors. Unless the government somehow comes in and intervenes and straightens us out. I'm not saying that discrimination doesn't exist, but I am saying it's very minimal.
There we have it. Much more next. Add the Words goes into day two coming up at 8 a.m. today. Coming up, we'll also talk about Common Core. Get the details on a big forum tonight. We'll have that in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus our NASCAR Driver of the Day, your chance to win, plane fare and tickets to the Daytona 500. The last Daytona 500, at least for full-time driver Jeff Gordon. All you have to do is listen in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to give you the name of a driver. When you hear that name between the time I give it to you and 9 o'clock, be caller 10 at 580-5436. The driver will say, hey, I'm Timmy Dimmy, and then you call in, and then you qualify if you're caller 10. Or you could go to 580kido.com and jump on and join our all-access club, and you'll be registered for that grand prize drawing courtesy of MCA Nashville. Let's get you to work. At 580 KI.
Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Yes, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:55, Kevin Miller in the morning. You know, we continue on about the controversy involving the Boulder White Clouds. We've got a story from Rocky Barker and the Statesman. And I was just talking to Ray Amaya here a minute ago. I think we hit a nerve here with Congressman Simpson when we talked about that the deal had been made with the president. I still believe that that's why the president came here. He got cold feet. Maybe when the lieutenant governor told him, hands off Idaho, he got a little, a little cowardly, if you will. But Senator Risch joining Mike Simpson, Congressman Simpson, to try and get this thing done. Air Force One had barely taken off from Boise when details about Mike Simpson's new version of a Boulder White Clouds wilderness bill began leaking out. Gee, do you think that our little Obama's Idaho had anything to do with it? Kind of funny how that happened, right? I think we forced some people's hands. And look, we're not here to embarrass anybody. Obviously, Rocky Barker feels very passionate about it. Did you know that he's hiked and explored much of the White Clouds and snowmobiled, motorcycled, horseback, and mountain bike many of Idaho's other roadless areas to capture the different experiences that lie at the heart of a recreational conflict in central Idaho? Now, I'm no grammar guy. Isn't that a run-on sentence? Isn't that just saying? He's also a co-author of Fly Fisher's Guide to Idaho. And look, Rocky loves the outdoors, so I think that he was a little taken aback by what we said. Congressman Simpson taken aback by what we've said. He's been working on this for 13 years. The new measure would designate wilderness 295,960 acres this time. That is closed to mechanized use. That's 36,968,000 fewer acres than his 2010 bill. Here's the deal on this. If people are using this like ranchers for grazing and such, Does that mean they get hosed out of it? I talk to some people, not a lot, but people go, hey, we're going to get a lot of money from the feds. Is that a reason to make this happen? And then you have the environmentalists that say we need to protect it from the ranchers and the motorized folks and everybody else. My own personal opinion, I think the guy that had the hit the nail on the head was our friend Congressman Stallings last Friday. He just went in depth on this thing. And, you know, I suppose we'll continue to cover this. It's just amazing that I guess according to this article from our friend Rocky Barker, that apparently the president has given him 6 months to make this happen, which we did talk about. We did talk about. Otherwise, the president's going to come in and do this. The big question is can Senator Risch get this through the House? As I've disclosed, I don't, or through the Senate, I don't think Congressman Simpson's going to have a problem getting it through the House. 6:58, 30 degrees in Eagle. Kevin Miller in the morning. More on Add the Words and your reaction next. First, it's time for Traffic Now with Dave. All right, Larry, thank you for that. 6:59 coming up, Common Core, Idaho, next.